Mrs. Tom Cryer. We're talking about truth. We're talking about taxes. And we're talking today, too, a lot about our threatened species of our constitutional rights and freedoms. Guarantees that the government isn't supposed to interfere with these fundamental rights. And we're talking to Ted in North Carolina. And if you want to put in your two bits, if you've got a question or a comment, or you want to discuss an idea, you can join us here on the Live Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443. Ted, you were telling me that you weren't as fortunate in your particular case. What were the ultimate ramifications?
Well, the ramifications, I got out after 2 years, and then they weren't happy about that. They considered to, harass me until they got. I ended up having to take an appointed counsel for a second go around, and was convinced over my better judgment to take a plea bargain, which I still regret, and serve another term.
Good grief!
But I want to point something out.
Yes, sir.
I've been watching this movement for, as I said, for more than two decades. I've been involved in it. I've paid the price. I'm a patriotic American. I served in combat in Vietnam. I was a combat pilot. I flew spy missions against the North Koreans, Russians, and the North Vietnamese, and was highly decorated for that.
Were you a bird
before
dog?
I got out. No, I was flying spy planes as RC-135s.
Oh, wow.
You have paid
two generations price for freedom. You're paying for not only the two wars in which you served, but the war to preserve what we have here against a domestic enemy of freedom.
And, yes,
my hat's off to you. I mean, you're right in there with a Congressional Medal of Honor in my book. And if I ever run across you, I'm going to have to snap to and salute.
I'm not looking for that. I just want I want you to know where I'm coming from, and that I am a patriotic American, and that having watched this for all these years, and I know Bob at We the People, and I know John Kottmeyer. I was a member of his group when I was incarcerated. Thank God for my wife, and thank you, John, if you're listening. But nothing is changing. We can't win against these people fighting as individual or small groups.
You're right.
And my point I want to make before I get off this phone is what we need to do right now as members of these various groups, your new group. I've looked into that. I follow as closely as I can, where you've tried to put together groups. Larry tried to do that for years. He knows this. He would admit that the same thing of what I'm saying is that things have not changed that much.
One guy characterized that effort of trying to get these groups all heading in the same direction as trying to herd cats.
And, I was going to say, that's like trying to herd cats.
it's an apt description. I'll tell you, but here's the other side of that now, Ted, is that there are some common denominators. You know, you've got a lot of these groups that have their own slant or their own take or their own approach to the argument. But they all agree on some things. And one of the things that they all agree on is that there's no liability provision that applies to the typical or the typical working American. They agree with that. I mean, it's not something that it's my idea or it's my invention and I have to guard it. Nobody else should be allowed to use it, yada, yada, yada. So what I have done with this truth attack is to look for the common denominators like that. And that's what's got these groups are now folded up and they're together. And they're pushing the light along with us. I appreciate your call, Ted.
I've got one more thing I'd like to say.
Do what?
I've got one more thing I need to say.
We'll hold you over on the break. We'll hold you over. I want to hear what you've got to say.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
To Ted in North Carolina, a true patriot, a fellow who has put his life on the line in two foreign wars, and who has twice served as a political prisoner here at home for standing up for your rights and mine against the illegal activities of a rogue agency. And Ted, you said you had another point you wanted to make.
This is very serious, huh? Like I said, I've been watching this. I've supported all these groups. I know Jeff, the attorney that's handling. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time focusing here, but I'm familiar. I've watched it happen over and over again, and I don't know what Larry's win loss ratio is. He'd say it's less than 50%. I'm sure. And guys like him, God bless them for being out there and saving some of us. But it's not going to get any better, because by the time this next election is over, we will be in the control of the neocons and the globalists. If we don't get together behind each other, every one of us, whatever we believe, whatever you think is going to win something. But for now, we need to focus on getting Ron Paul elected. He will change. He's going to get rid of our enemy. We won't have to risk and destroy families.
Well, he can't do that single-handedly.
Of course we can, but we, as a group, we can sure get out there and back him and support him and do everything we can. to help him win. I mean, he's resonating. He's, I mean, if you get online and watch YouTube, he's all over the place. I mean, Global Ron Paul, see what you come up with.
Right.
And get the word out.
Right. Now, the big problem that Ron is having, and I had the privilege of meeting his brother, Wayne, last month, and we sat down for several hours and talked about some of the problems that they're trying to overcome right now. And the biggest problem that they have is that the establishment media has elbowed him out of the picture and is trying to pretend that he isn't there, and they're doing a very good job of it. But the Internet has proven to be a huge tool, and people just
absolutely.
like you. But I've got a little news for you I'll give to you, and I'll let everybody else listen. And I just received a message earlier today. Gary Thomason with Truth Attack, he's the fellow that helped me put this together. Gary Thomason went over to Dallas this weekend for the big meetup. You know, last weekend they had the birthday gathering in Houston.
Right.
Well, this weekend they're having a big meetup in Dallas. And Gary went over there. And he emailed a couple of pictures back to me, and one of them was a picture of him and Ron Paul standing next to one another. And Ron Paul was autographing. Do you remember the CD of the Notorious Notebook that we've been sending out as a gift of appreciation for contributions of $50 or more to Truth Attack?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Ron Paul is autographing one of those CDs. Ron Paul knows the truth.
Sure he does.
And I wish he would make, I think that if he were to make an issue, not just of the IRS is a rogue agency and needs to be done away with, but also that the way that they're applying the income tax illegally has to be stopped. He knows that that's the truth.
And you can be sure they're afraid of him.
They are. They're terrified of him, and but the one thing that they're even more terrified of is us, and because we're not easily managed once we know the truth. I don't know of any single man or woman who has learned the truth that hasn't stepped forward and said, "What can I do about it?" That's exactly the reaction we're going to get when we start spreading this word, and we're already doing that. The good news is that Truth Attack was represented at this meetup today and last night and in Dallas, and we are definitely going full steam ahead. The deal, with that is that we're trying to get Ron Paul to step out and say, not only is the IRS rogue, but their application of the tax to the working American is outside the law. And he practically said that during the American Freedom to Fascism movie when he was interviewed for that. I'd love to see him pull out, and I'd like to see the main media ignore something like that. Yeah. And incidentally, Ted, I know that that Larry is listening in on this because I just received an email from him covering ruling from your case what had occurred in general. And, with the vacation of an earlier ruling. And the deal on that, and I'm not saying this just because Larry is listening in, but the deal on that is that just like I had to explain to a client or a potential client the other day, I'm not representing him or defending him, but he wanted some advice and guidance. And I had explained to him that, hey, this attorney cannot try your case for you. All he can do is provide you with a platform and try to get you as just a jury. But, again, that's the luck of the draw. You get the first ones, you mark them off, and what you have left. And Mr. Pecraft has a way of describing things sometimes that it makes it very, very clear. You can picture it. But his best—he's given me the best description to pass on for the jury selection process. That said, you get to mark out the dirt, they get to mark out the water, and what you get left with is the mud. And so it's a lot of it just has to do with the luck of the draw on where that that is. I also noticed too on this ruling that that he fired in here to me that there are a string of warriors that were after you. You had one guy standing there in front of you, and I know he did the best he could. I know he gave you the best shot he could give you, and I know he gave you the best jury from whatever you had to work with. But it's not a level playing field, and that is the reason why we haven't been seeing as many acquittals as we should in these cases. That the pro se are getting 100% conviction rate. The attorneys are getting a very low acquittal rate, but we're getting better at it, and it's refining. And the main thing that we need to do is we need to make our defendants better at trying a case. The common denominator in the Vernon Kugelin case, and in my case, is that we spent literally, you know, days worth of hours preparing for that trial and trying to figure out how we're going to get something that's almost inconceivable delivered and understood and accepted by 12 people who have nothing, who know nothing about it. And it's a monumental task. And in your case, it was one of those where the jury didn't get it, obviously. But it's not a level playing field, and we're having far too many people that are suffering your fate instead, and far too few that are suffering mine. But attorneys who are doing this now are starting to work closer together. They're starting to exchange information, cases. Larry sent out this morning a new case out of the Ninth Circuit to everybody, a whole host of attorneys. I got one copy of it. A fantastic case, a good step forward that we'll be able to use as a tool. And as the law develops, so will defense. But I think you're right in that we all have to get up. And I was grateful whenever you qualified what you said. You know where I'm talking about you did that?
I'm not sure.
You said that you think it's too late. You think it's all over. And
I say we're approaching that point.
Unless if. And that was when you said, if we all get together, if we all get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And that if is what I'm busting my fanny for right now. And that's what I'm asking everybody else to bust their fannies to. And I know there's a lot of guys out there working every bit as hard as I am. I'm putting in every hour I've got. I'm devoting, you know, to advancing this cause. I tried to keep them, stiff-arm them. And I stiff-armed them for about 6 or 7 or 8 years. And then they finally came in and they declared war. And they wrecked my practice. So what else have I got to do? But I do want to applaud you for what you've done. I'm sorry that it turned out so rugged. But I will tell you this. When I was standing there in that courtroom and the jury had come back so quickly, I've been a trial lawyer long enough to know that that's not good news. All right. And I knew that it was not going to be a good verdict, that I had failed. Not Larry had failed. I had failed because it was up to me to get that jury. He gave me a hearing. He did everything he could. We got as much in there as possible. Past this judge that wasn't going to allow us to get anything if he had his say in the matter. But I sat there and I reminded myself that, look, whatever the price, whatever the cost of this trial, it would not be anywhere near what I would suffer if I had gone back on a sworn obligation to defend and protect the law and the Constitution.
Took the same oath many times.
The same oath, too. I swore like you to die for it if I had to.
That's right.
All right. Well, it's been good, brother, and I my hat is off to you.
Thanks for listening.
And thank you for calling.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
And you can talk right in here with us at 1-800-313-9443. I want to mention that our last caller, Ted, from North Carolina, is a good example of what I was talking about just before we took his call. He was one of those that was given a rubber knife to go crawl into the cave and vanquish the beast. He was geared to that. He was trained to think that way. I mean, he was sent off on his missions in the military alone. Those recon jets are not crew flown, and they do not stay here. They go in harm's way. It was natural for him to pick up that rubber knife. He was always taught and trained to trust his equipment that he was issued, and he always could trust it, and always did do the job that it was built to do. It always brought him home alive in one piece. But the rubber knife didn't work for him, and he ended up suffering immensely because of his good intentions, because of his good deeds, which goes to prove that no good deed goes unpunished. But it also illustrates that no matter what we do, no matter how right we are, when we go into the cave, we're going to be at the beast's mercy. Stay out here with the group. Get shoulder to shoulder. Put on that shield in front of you, that shield of your what's left of your First Amendment after these 6,700 lawsuits get through with it. And draw that sword of truth and stand with the rest of us and fight. Tell your neighbor, that's how you fight in this war. You tell your neighbor what the truth is. You tell your fellow employees what truth is. You tell your family what truth is. You tell everybody within hearing and listening, anybody that you can stop long enough to show them. We're going to be helping you to get things out to the public that you don't know. We're going to be making signs available very soon that will go out at a very, very reasonable cost. We've squeezed those down to where we can buy them and ship them, 10 of them, and deliver them, you know, for $3 a piece. These signs can go in busy intersections, and you could be responsible for informing 50,000 people before the mowing machine gets that sign. You could be responsible for even theoretically hundreds of thousands of people finding out that, hey, there's something wrong with the income tax. And if they go to truthattack.org and they visit that site now, it's been changed up to be informational. Go visit and see what we've done to the site. Find out what we've, you know, how we've changed it up now. Instead of a call to arms to the patriots, the way that we've started out, now we're looking at new people coming to see what is the commotion's all about. These people need information. They don't need encouragement. They need information. And so when they arrive at the site, that's exactly what we offer them. We offer them a cup of information, and we tell them where the gallon bucket is. And that's what we're doing now. Different. We're changing gears. We're moving into second gear now. And the movement is catching on through the generosity of many patriots, and partly, I guess, from their curiosity as to what exactly is in that notorious notebook, because we've had a great response to that, and we're continuing that offer of a gift of a CD containing the Notorious Notebook and a lot of extras that we piled in there because there was room. Any, you know, in appreciation of any contribution of $50 or more to Truth Attack. And if you know anybody that you can bring to light, bring them to light. You have people all around you. You alone can make a huge difference in a lot of cases. And like I said, I don't know anybody. I don't know any single human being that when they learned the truth, didn't stand up and say, what can I do about it? And you'll be able to tell them what you can do about it, because you've got Truth Trooper Kit, and you've got truthattack.org to send them to get their trooper kits. And so, you know, let's march on. Let's march on. Let's not make the sacrifices. Let's not allow the sacrifices of people like Ted to go unrewarded. Let's make it count for something. This war is ongoing, and Ted was definitely a casualty, twice a political prisoner, because he resisted an illegal tax. Twice, you know, suffering the loss, and then on top of that, the loss of everything he had or ever hoped to have because of the fines and the penalties and the taxes and assessments that followed. Let's not allow him to make those sacrifices for us without following through and making sure that sacrifice he made ultimately formed a foundation upon which we were able to build a temple of truth and mount a campaign and sally forth from the temple and take the beast down. And we can do that by allowing everybody in the country to know, one at a time, the truth about the income tax. And we'll be back here, and we'll take your calls here, 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Taxes, and we've been talking about the threat to our First Amendment rights. Now, you know, I hear people say, "Boy, I'm going to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege, or I'm going to assert my First Amendment privilege to speak freely." Let me remind everybody: these aren't privileges; these are rights. This is just like property. If you lose property, if you break property, it's lost forever. This isn't a privilege that can be granted or taken away, or recovered or purchased and replaced. This is a right, a fundamental right. And if it's damaged in any way, shape, or form, then making it right, making it repaired, is a virtual impossibility. And it's being damaged. And when they damage the First Amendment, they damage your First Amendment, your property. Your freedom of speech, your freedom to hear people speak freely, just as you are hearing this particular broadcast. So we have to take this personally. Now, I take it personally because it's my law, it's my constitution. I married this law 34 years ago, actually a lot longer ago than that. That I devoted my life to this law, to this Constitution. And And, you know, as we get out here and we get on the road, you know, and we start seeing these things and violations, it's up to us because we're all police. We're all police. We're all Constitution police, you and me both. And we've got to pull them over. We've got to write them up for it. And if we don't, then they're going to continue to violate our constitutional rights. They're going to continue to disregard our freedom. And we're going to lose it. We've been losing it bits and pieces at a time, and now they're taking bigger bites because they know we're weaker. They know that we're not as capable. And when they can come in and with impunity, just a total disregard for not only the freedom of an organization to distribute political information and information to the people about what their rights are and what the law actually says and doesn't say, when they can just walk in and arrogantly demand that people stop telling the truth because they don't want it heard, then we are living in a police state. We are living in a condition of occupation. We are not living under a government that serves us. We're living under a government that rules us. And some of these might argue, well, you know, people are free as they deserve to be. Well, what about your grandchild? What about your great-grandchild that hasn't been born yet? Do they deserve? What have they done to forfeit their rights that you've been charged with protecting and passing on to them? This is your Constitution. I call it my law. I call it my Constitution. But I'll share it with you because it's yours, too. But I also want to share the responsibility for preserving it, the responsibility for, in this case, restoring it, to bringing it back to health, because right now it's on its deathbed. That sounds like maybe a little dramatic to some, but it's not inaccurate. Your Constitution, your rights, your freedom, and your ancestors', you know, sacrifices to preserve that freedom for us are all on the line. And then the freedom of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, yet unborn, are on the line. And if we don't stand up, if we don't light them up, if we don't stop them and make them go back to where they were supposed to be in the first place, we don't get them off of America's back, then we're going to be just saddled and placed in harness, and we're going to be slaves. We're going to be peasants for the rest of our lives, and that's going to be our legacy to the next generation. And I'm not going to stand by and allow that to happen. And I'm beseeching each and every one of you and everyone that you can grab by the lapel if you have to and tell them, hey, forget global warming. We've got a real crisis here. We have a crisis that matters. We've got a crisis that's going to destroy everything that was great about this country. And it's happening now. It's not a theory. It's a fact. It's a storm. It's a lightning storm that is just ripping, you know, our rights and our freedom apart. And it's going to destroy everything that allowed this country to become so great in the first place. Now, the reason that the United States advanced in such a short period of time to be head and shoulders above the rest of the world had nothing to do with the people that were involved, because it was the same people that were in Europe. It was the same people that were in England, the same people that came over here from Africa, the same people that came over here from Asia. They had the same brains, the same hands, the same backs. So why did America progress so rapidly? Why did it advance whenever the others stayed pretty much where they were? What advancement they got was borrowed from us for the most part. The reason is that Americans were free to achieve. They were free to do things differently. They were free to accomplish things by doing something outside the norm, outside the accepted practice, to try new things. And some of those things worked, and some of those things actually made life better. And that's all because they were free to do it in the first place. And if we lose that, then we're going to become no better than the worst third world country is as far as our condition and our life and the fact that we are going to be just merely subjugated to the will of others. And it's got to stop somewhere. So let's start with this elephant by taking, by putting it on a diet, by taking away the money that it is stealing from every working household, and stopping the bleeding, stopping this gorging itself at our expense, and bloating itself bigger and bigger every day, and invading into our personal lives every day where it never was intended to be allowed in the first place. And so by stopping, one, this illegal tax on labor, this illegal income tax that's being assessed on those who the law does not make liable for it, is going to stop the flow of enablement. It's going to restrict and make the government, it's going to force them to make choices as to where are we going to trim, where are we going to cut. And of course, it concerns me that they will just turn around and replace one tax with another. And so we have to be prepared for that, too. We need to be prepared to fight that. And I think we've got a caller on. Let's see what he has to say. Gentleman out of Lance in Texas.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, I think part of the problem may be in educating the people about the Constitution. The law liars have come up with this idea of a living Constitution. And
I'll tell you where that's coming from, Lance. This is from the law liars, okay?
Exactly.
Where it's coming from is from the commercial interests that find an advantage or a benefit in having a bigger government. If you look back at the growth of the federal government, it has always been under conditions that benefited large commercial interests. And if you follow the money, follow the power. Lawyers don't have any more power now than you do. They don't have any more power now than they did 50 or 100 years ago. All that we can do is drive the cab. Now, it's very convenient, and particularly among a certain paranoid portion of the tinfoil hat brigade, that, you know, to have somebody to blame. And, you know, that's human nature. Human nature to find somebody to blame, and particularly you have one particular segment of this tinfoil hat brigade that is not misled. They're just totally schizoid, and those are the guys you have to watch out for.
If I might quote you something from Edwin Vieira Jr.'s Pieces of Eight, the seminal work on what is money. You said that the Fed is stealing money from the people. We don't even use money. I mean, money is not currency. Currency is what we use. We use Federal Reserve notes.
We use Federal Reserve notes, but, you know, those were substituted for money.
They were supposedly supposed to float alongside lawful money to stem a banking crisis. This is how they get you into using their funny money. And they just basically...
What you've raised, Lance, is another aspect of the impact of the federal income tax being misapplied.
Sure, because they ask for dollars, and we don't use dollars anymore. Dollars are 371 and a quarter, I believe, grains fine of silver.
That's right.
And we don't use dollars, but everybody calls them dollars.
You're
They're dollar
right.
bills, and bill is another word for debt. Okay?
Yeah.
If I might just quote from Edwin Vieira's seminal work here, the fundamental and fatal defect in the living Constitution, though, is the patent illegitimacy. The true authors of the Constitution were we the people, who in the state conventions ratified the document on the basis of its original intent, no other being known to them. The Constitution itself provides that no changes in its terms may be made save the formal amendments to be ratified by the legislatures of three-fourths of the several states. Okay, having said that...
He is absolutely, positively correct. And the advocacy, the source, and the pressure to create this so-called non-existent living will, and the lack of disregard that that instrument is due, because its original intent was also contained its original wisdom.
Exactly.
And when we abandon that, we're asking for trouble. And we've abandoned it, and we've got troubles. Until we return to it. We have got to go back to the Constitution, and we've got, you know, one Supreme Court justice, and I wish I could give you the case and the justice, but it was during the heyday of the activist Supreme Court, made the comment that we shouldn't grant such great weight to the opinions and the writings of the founding fathers because they did not truly understand the Constitution.
Now, patently implausible.
Not
that you not understand something that you write.
Unforgivably arrogant.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Absolutely, positively arrogant. To the point of saying, you know, just who in the heck are any of us to question the wisdom and the intentions of those gentlemen who gave us that document.
Well, as Edwin points out, clearly we the people, the document belongs to we the people. The Constitution,
absolutely.
If you look at the epistemology of the word Constitution, it literally means a piece of. It's a piece of you. It's a piece of me.
It's a gathering or an assemblage. It's a pieces. We've all of us have given up a piece of ourselves for the common good, but not all. And we reserved an awful lot. We reserved most of what we had. And as to us personally, we reserved everything because the only thing that we allowed them to tell us how to do is how we're going to engage in interstate commerce.
We gave them the ability to regulate the value of money, real money, against a standard, which was silver.
Yeah.
If you go back and you read Baum's The Wizard of Oz, if you get the original... Wizard of Oz, the shoes that Dorothy wears are silver shoes, and she walks down the yellow brick road.
That's right.
Was in reference to William Jennings Bryan's fiery speech called A Cross of Gold. They're going to crucify us on a cross of gold. Baum was a friend of William Jennings Bryan, and he got angry that when he did come to power, I believe as the VP, he backed off and he shut her down. And that's why Baum assigns him in the story as the Cowardly Lion.
Uh-huh.
The Tin
analysis.
Man is the working people who don't have an education enough to understand their Constitution, not to mention being dumbed down for the past 70, 80 years. And, of course, you know, the straw man represented the farmers who needed a brain, you know?
You know, it's just, it's phenomenal. You're the second guy to point out the parallels that you've just described to me. And I have to think that there's probably some merit to your conclusions on that because it's just too apt. I mean, right down to pay
I've
no
got
attention,
the original version.
Pay no
and
attention
it,
to the man behind the curtain.
And the man behind the curtain was the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and they're telling us now, pay no attention to the law and pay no attention to the fact that this paper worthless paper that we're telling you is a dollar has no value.
Doesn't it just make you angry?
Oh, it does. It does. And if you can't sense my anger and my frustration, and if you can't sense my fear, I'm not doing a very good job here.
No, I sense it clearly. And having just been recently unemployed, it's even more so for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate your work, and I'll get off the line.
Well, you know, it's just I think that it's a terrific point that you make. The only thing that I wanted to make sure that I clarified with you was that, you know, lawyers are as much a victim of this as doctors or plumbers or candlestick makers.
Lawyers less so, because they should be able to decipher.
We should be all as devoted to it as lay people like Larry B. Craft and me and others, and there are many who are. Just that there aren't enough. And on that, I'll join you in criticizing the bar.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. It was a great call.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back here on the Life Rezone. This is Tom Cryer. It's odd, you know, it's an analogy of the Wizard of Oz, and particularly looking back at the original script where the slippers were silver and on the yellow brick road. They'd been pointed out to me previously by one other gentleman, and you know, it just might be that somebody besides us had this figured out and knew it was coming and was trying to warn us. Well, forewarned is forearmed. And we now need to warn everybody else. I want to point out, before we run out of time here today, that I know that we've talked about some aspects of the Constitution today that were not exactly tax, but it's all tied together. If you think of your Constitution and your rights as being a rope is comprised of many strands, threads, and these threads are fragile. They're not very strong. They can be broken or worn away. They can be cut. And if we allow somebody to take a strand here and allow somebody to take a strand there, then we've weakened the rope. That's the way the Constitution works. You cannot harm any part of the Constitution without the entire Constitution feeling the pain. And that pain is the anguish that goes with the loss of freedom for us and for our descendants. So, yeah, I am a little bit sappy when it comes to these issues. And, yes, I don't consider any strand as being insignificant because it weakens my rope. And that's the way that they take it. Nobody's going to come in here and chop our rope in half and say, now you're no longer free. They're going to come in here and they're going to wear away at it. They're going to take a little strand. Well, that didn't hurt so bad, did it? Well, they take another strand. Oh, you didn't feel that too much, did you? And none of it's going to be worth fighting for. It's just little things. But before you know it, your freedom's hanging by a thread. And all it has to do is make that one last snip. It doesn't take a chop. It's just a little snip. And you're lost. And we're lost. And so I can't stress enough the fact that we've got to stand our ground and we've got to get it back. We have to make those strands whole again, and we have to protect every single strand that we have remaining before we are hanging by a thread. And part of that starts with the tax that's being fraudulently misapplied to working households all over the country. We need to tell those households. We need to tell them that they're being robbed. They're being stolen from and don't even know it. And so get well on truthattack.org. Log on. Get your kit if you haven't already. Help out. Let's get this word out. Let's save the country from this, the worst threat that it really has ever seen, because this is an internal, a domestic threat. We don't have somebody who's attacking us. We have a disease that is threatening to kill us, to destroy us, to make us something other than what this country was intended to be, and to make life here something other than free, as it was intended to be. So if I got on a stump today and I got on my soapbox a little bit too hard, I don't apologize. I'll say I'm sorry if I offended someone, that they were offended, but I won't say I'm sorry for anything that I've had to say. I'm just saying that we've got to quit being milksops. We've got to quit being willing to accept a strand or two in order to keep it quiet and to keep from rocking the boat. Let's rock the boat. And next week, we'll have John Cottmeyer from Save a Patriot Fellowship will be our guest. Be sure to tune in 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and we'll see you then here on the Live Free Zone. It's true.